So check this one out. Corona reinvents sustainable packaging by making their six-pack cases at least partially out of barley, okay? The barley straw. Pretty amazing stuff.
My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
So this one is something I was really excited to see, something we're familiar with because we do something similar in the cannabis industry, Contempo Specialty Packaging, the leading or one of the leading cannabis packaging companies that some of you know if you listen to the show and follow us. We make packaging out of hemp paper. So it's natural fit for the cannabis industry or any industry because for obvious reasons, that you brilliant people on the Cannabis Packaging Show. Excuse me, the Sustainable Packaging Show, don't need me to explain. So here we go. Corona reinvents sustainable packaging by launching beer pack made using barley. So the whole idea is, instead of cutting down trees to make paper, is there a way that we can take the waste product, and this is easier said than done, which is why I know what this takes, which is why I'm impressed. Can we take part of the waste product that was going to, you know, sit in a landfill and emit methane gas, and can we turn it into a useful second life? So Corona launches today a new form. This is brand new news, a few days old. Launches a new circular form of packaging for six packs as part of its longstanding dedication to protecting the environment, right? Not just words, but actions. So good job here. Harnessing the surplus barley straw to create a truly sustainable paper packaging solution. Let me scroll a little bit to the part that I think you'll be most interested. Okay, barley seed will continue to make beer that consumers know and love, but barley straw, a leftover from the farmer's harvest, will now be used through a unique pulping process built to handle its relative fragility. Combined with 100% recycled wood fiber, so it's not 100% barley straw. And naturally, my thought would be, how much is this? Is it, you know, a tiny, tiny bit, 1%, or is it 50%? I haven't seen that yet. But combined with 100% recycled wood fibers, this process creates a paper board to produce new packaging that is strong and durable as a regular six-pack, but better for the planet. So that's impressive because I know that these beer packs, because we've done projects, actually we're doing some cannabis drink projects years ago, and you got to make sure that it's going to be durable in the fridge, right? Because with all the moisture and there's various challenges there. So the fact that they were able to come up with a sustainable packaging that also meets the needs of their six packs is quite impressive. Able to carry six cold beers from the store fridge to the beach, but using fewer resources along the way. Good marketing, whoever wrote this. Turning barley straw into paper uses 90% less water in its production than traditional wood fiber. So my question there is, what percentage of barley are they actually going to market with? That's my natural, just curious mind. So let's check out the actual press release. But this is, again, no matter what percentage, I'm saying progress, not perfection, and I'm screaming great job on this one, okay? I'm saying progress, not perfection, right? We're just getting to 100% hemp board in our boxes for the cannabis world and any industry. But when we were at 25%, 50%, it was still an accomplishment. When our paper mills began to be able to, you know, it's hard to get to 100%. Very few people, I think maybe our mill is the only one in the world that's doing it today at scale. So when we were just doing 25%, I wasn't like, oh, that's horrible. You only can do 25%. No, that's a foolish way to think. You should be saying great job on 25, great job at 50%. I can't wait to see the day that you hit 100%. That's how people with the winning mindset think. And I encourage you to think that way rather than being in the ivory tower, pointing out flaws in everyone's ideas and why they're not perfect. And then those are the same people that don't usually actually do anything productive. Okay, so the press release covers just about the same as the article I was just reading. So we'll leave it there, okay? What ideas, how can you take a byproduct from the product you make and potentially put that into your packaging, as we've done in the cannabis industry, as Corona is now doing with barley. It's just so cool. It's cool, it's marketable, it's edgy, and it's environmentally sustainable. It's actually good for the planet. You can make a logical case why that is actually good for the planet, and that is good enough for me, and it should be good enough for you too, okay? Let's support people, support brands that are doing things that are actually good for the planet, rather than just doom and glooming how bad everything is. Okay, this is a step in the right direction. Good job by Corona. On behalf of the Sustainable Packaging Show, we will be enjoying a Corona later in the week. Okay, thank you very much for listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you very much for listening to today's show, and thank you for being interested in these topics. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're a brand that wants sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet, reach out to us, wow@contempopackaging.com. And also, if you are a sustainable material company that wants to get your innovation in front of the biggest brands in the world, email partners@contempopackaging.com. That's partners with an S @contempopackaging.com.